It's time once again for Webcomic Action News with news anchor Hitch N. McGetalong.
I'm Hitch N. McGetalong, and now for today's top stories. In cryptids today, the Sasquatch family held their annual charity basketball game against the sea monsters. Not surprisingly, the Sasquatches won 657-0. The game had a record turnout of one uncorroborated spectator, indistinct and out-of-focus film at 11. Cryptids is purportedly a member of Crater Games and Features, however, appropriately it seems no one is able to find it. The disease of the week strikes Amanda and her plushy friends. It seems that while delivering props to the comic strip, the highly esteemed Goon Show comic, members of the cast of Amanda inadvertently contracted the Nadger Plague. According to apothecary Henry Crun of the highly esteemed Goon Show comic, the Nadger Plague is a disease which strikes the seat of the trousers, causing them to catch fire. The disease seldom has any effect on animal characters who do not wear pants. However, it seems that the cast of Amanda, being plush animals, are highly highly likely to catch the disease, as they are made of fabric. We will have more for you as the story progresses.
Oh, you just know they're going to put that on the blooper reel. Yeah, I can see it now. My family's never going to let me.
What?
We're still... Oh!
Scientific experiments conducted in the comic strip Banzaiaki earlier this week proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that dryads can feel it when you put an ice cube down the back of their tree. Unsurprisingly, no one really cared except for the dryads. In the comic Edge of Reason, traffic was momentarily blocked during a heated debate between Moses and Aaron. According to witnesses, Aaron was insisting that since the Hebrews built the pyramids, they should be able to take them to Midian with them as they made their exodus from Egypt. Moses, meanwhile, insisted that the pyramids would not fit through the parting of the Red Sea. Aaron claimed that he had planned for this, but was forced to change his plans and return the pyramids to Egypt upon discovering that pyramids do not float. In the comic strip The Fluffles, nothing happened because the comic strip is on hiatus, and even if it weren't, nobody can find it.
Oh, gee whiz, don't they have a link checker over it?
Oh yeah, program.
There is still no word yet on the outcome of the battle between superhero stars of the comic Halo, Big Bruiser, and Malaika, who were last seen fighting underwater zombies. Our most recent comment from Big Bruiser... Unfortunately, no one who speaks whale could be called upon to interpret. In the comic The Highly Esteemed Goon Show comic, measures are underway to contain the dreaded disease known as the Nadger Plague. Currently, all of the men of the town of Nimfield in the county of Cussex are filing past Dr. Grun to have the seats of their trousers removed. The queue was held up briefly by an English gentleman named Max Geldray, who paused to play a harmonica solo. Said one of the men, "Yes, we are scared of the Nadger Plague. In fact, we have all been scared seatless."
Hey, don't look at me. I don't write this stuff.
And now, here is Ernie from the Sit-Down Stand-Up Show to read today's horrorscapes.
Hello, my name is Ernie, and I'm here to read the horrorscapes. If today is your birthday, don't stick that plutonium rod in your pocket unless you plan on being hit by lightning. Presumably, if you do, you should be on the lookout for a comic book deal. Keep in mind that sand is not edible when you invite your boss to dinner. Sand's not edible? I didn't know that. Try hard not to drown your pet fish. The number 7 does not prove lucky for you this week. I had my suspicions about the number 7. It's been acting kind of funny. Oh, and I'm still waiting for you to repay that $5 I loaned you last month. It's true, the stars say so. This has been Annie from the Sit Down Stand Up Show with your horoscopes.
A disturbance was reported earlier today at the restaurant Jesuro's in Fort Grollins in the comic Castle Horsetooth. Witnesses say that the feline aristocrat Baron Puss bellowed out, "I did not poot!" Witnesses do not know why the Baron said this, and most of them didn't really care. That seems to be a recurring theme in these stories. Have you ever noticed that? Oh yeah, the show. In Majimals, there is still no word on the Majimal trainer Jinky Ogio, who disappeared after taking an overnight trip to Gold Island in search of a missing Snuckle. In the Yo-Yoman universe, family, friends, and adoring fans cheered the return of Yo-Yoman trainer Jinky Ogio. Don't you just love the way these stories cancel each other out? Oh, don't worry, they can edit out these comments. Sheesh. In Orin's monastery earlier this week, Pastor Orin Otter of the Christian Furry Fellowship was reunited with his long-lost dead brother, Patrick. When asked for a comment, Orin and Pat said that this sort of thing isn't usually permitted. However, the dead have been permitted to appear at St. Fred's, because it makes the comic much more interesting and funny to read. In Quest of the Therian Urn, another sighting of the camper full of teens who have been transported to animals was reported. We take you live to the scene.
Heck yeah, I was just in the gas station. I was minding my own business, and I seen this camper van come pull up to the pump, and this raccoon come out and start getting gas on pump 2. So I turned to Harlan, I said, "Harlan, there's a raccoon and a horse getting gas on pump 2. And he looks at me and he says, "There sure he is." I asked him, "Ain't you surprised?" And he says, "No, last week it was an otter, a tiger, and an armadillo." So I looks at him and I says, "Yeah, but neither one of us has been drinking this time." Well, that got his attention. So I goes out there and I asks him, "Hey, what you critters doing?" And the dog, there was a dog that was driving it, and she looks at me and she says, "We're getting gas, Barnacle Brain." And I says, "You is?" And the raccoon, it says, "Most assuredly, my dear Meanderthal." So I goes back into Harlan, and I says, "Harlan, you look up Barnacle and Meanderthal and see if them's fighting words." And then when they's all done, I asked them how they's fixing to pay the cash or credit. And they says, "Well, tell you what, you spit your tobacco in this spittoon here, and it's going to turn into something you like." And I took it out, and it was a wristwatch. Yeah, and actually, for a real worky one. And then I showed it to Harlan, and he looks at me and says, "That's a nice watch, but what happened to your schnoz?" And so, I don't know what happened, but I got the schnoz of a kitty cat now. And, it's weird. Yeah.
And that's all the news that we have time for today. Thank goodness. This has been Hitch and McGillalong. You've been listening to Webcomics Action News. Bye-bye.
This has been Webcomic News with Anchorman, Hitch, and McGillalong.
Fuzzy Butt.
What?
The show's over. Do the deep things.